This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What are you guys doing for Valentine's Day? But let me tell you, the president gave you a big Valentine's Day kiss. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. A big Valentine's Day kiss. You know what it was? His performance. That was a big Valentine's Day kiss. It's been going on for 3 years. They call it the longest kiss. Happy New Year to you, too, by the way. Oh, I know. I know. Kevin, we're into the year now. No, it's Happy New Year every day till we get to December 31st. Really, till we get to what is the date of the election this year. That's going to be a Happy New Year for you, too, because it's going to be another 4 years of Donald Trump. Another big old fat, wet Valentine's Day kiss. Now, if Donald can't give it to you, how about Melania? Woo, his performance. His performance as Democrats reeling. And let me tell you how you know they're reeling. They don't know who they want. They don't have. Throw in Barack Obama. If you put in Barack Obama right now, you know what you'd get? You'd have a split ticket. You'd have a brokered convention with the Democrats. They don't even want that light-skinned Negro with no Negro dialect. Yeah. So the Democrats find themselves in a bit of a quandary, because your big fat Valentine's Day kiss from Donald Trump, which is his performance, was not expected. Your Easter eggs that Donald Trump gave you by his performance was not expected. Your Christmas presents from Donald Trump in the way of his performance was not expected. Your birthday presents, your Valentine, whatever gift you're getting, politically speaking, was given to you by Donald Trump's performance. And let's be honest, if he wasn't performing, we would have to abandon everything we're saying about it. We would have to back away from all these ideas. We would be wrong on sanctuary cities. We would be wrong on ICE detainers and the lack of equal rights protection. We would be wrong on border issues. We'd be wrong on voter ID and allowing illegals to get driver's license and to have jobs and amnesty. We would be wrong on trade policy. We would be in a war. And Donald Trump, how dare you interrupt the war? So what? We're spending $750 billion in other countries through trade imbalance. Why not make it $1 trillion a year? We would be wrong on that, right? And a host of other things. You'd be wrong on race issues, where you get called, said to have white privilege or white guilt. And black people who call themselves POCs, in case you hear that term, people of color. Yeah, you would have to apologize for not being a person of color. If you're male and Donald Trump were wrong, you would have to suffer your toxic masculinity. And I could go on. But instead, because you have a president who's willing to send bombs up the butts of terrorists, who's willing to implement trade deals that favor the United States, who's willing to implement bans from countries or people who want to blow us up, well, you get a big fat Valentine's Day kiss. And the Democrats find themselves struggling because Donald Trump's addressing all these issues, all of them. He's not afraid to do it. When you're thinking about going to challenge your school board, or you're going to challenge something in your community or in your state, I want you to remember the resolve of your president. The guy who says, what are we doing allowing Mexico to bring in bandidos, drug traffickers, etc.? What are we doing that? And he's a xenophobe. He hates Mexicans. And you know what he said? I don't care what you think. I'm going to build a border wall I'm going to implement policies that get rid of sanctuary city. I'm just using this as an example. And he goes on to tell you all the things he's going to do, and they continue to beat him up. He's wrong. And he says, I don't care. How many people of principle do you know like that? People who are willing to go, you know what? I'm going to get called this in my community. People are going to spotlight me, this, that, and the other. I'm going to get targeted by Planned Parenthood. This is going on for me right now, by the way. School district where one of my boys goes to school. Oh, you know, one of the school board members called me a token. I was nice. I went to the school board meeting, nice, saying, hey, look, I don't care. As long as you're educating our kids, I'm fine. But when you stop educating them and you start saying, hey, we're going to implement deep equity and diversity, equity and inclusion and all this, and you can't even get them out of school reading and writing, don't talk to me about equity and inclusion. I have no issue. I have no problem discussing if you, well, Kevin, you know, we do think it needs to be more equitable. Okay, how so? What is it going to do for the kids when you bring them more equity? Explain to me how that's going to help them read better or write better or what. Well, we just want people to recognize everybody's imbalances and fallacies and idiosyncrasies. Well, I don't really give a crap. I don't have to recognize any of that. If you approach me and you have a limp, I notice you have a limp, but I don't judge you on your limp. If you approach me and you're flamboyant and you're gay, I can notice that you're flamboyant and gay, but I don't have to judge you on it, and I don't have to know what it is to be in your shoes. I'm pretty comfortable in mine. Anyway. So the district thinks that I'm going to back down because, you know, they're so used to people backing down. Well, we've got George Soros money. We will go after you. Come on. Bring it. I'm going nowhere. I know exactly where my life is headed. It's time for us to have the fight. And because we're bringing the fight to them, the Democrats are in shambles. Donald Trump has got them. They don't know which way is up. Now, this has been their problem as well because, you know, right is wrong and left is right and down is up with him. But now they're completely discombobulated. And you have Donald Trump to thank. Give him a big, fat, wet Valentine's kiss, metaphorically. They say Sanders is now the clear front runner for the nomination after winning Iowa and New Hampshire. He's the clear front runner. I don't believe it personally, but they say that. This guy was writing this. He says, and more terrifying for the party leaders of the Democrats, his campaign, pardon me, owns 100% of the enthusiasm in this party, in this primary, rather. I don't disagree with that. I wouldn't say 100% because it's not good to speak in absolutes, but he owns 99% of it for sure. There's no enthusiasm for other candidates. Oh, Kevin, it's Buttigieg and Klobuchar's me. Let me tell you, there's no enthusiasm for them. They're placeholders trying to wait it out. But there's still bad news.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
19.2 million dollars. That is what Tom Steyer spent in the New Hampshire primary. Just New Hampshire. 19.2 million dollars. And he got no delegates. None. Unbelievable. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Holy cow. Democrats in disarray. Did a radio show, talked about Bernie Sanders. I just ended the last segment talking about Bernie. 4 years ago, the Democratic Party leaders saw Sanders rising, and they decided, you know what? Hit the kill switch. This guy, he's writing an article, he says this: you see, the rise of Bernie Sanders is so much more of an existential threat to them than even losing the election to a Republican, Donald Trump. The rise of Bernie Sanders means they lose control of the Democratic Party. I'm going to tell you, for the first time, folks, maybe in a long time, we actually have an advantage over the Democrats because they hate their candidate worse than they hate our guy. What did it take to get the party to that? Wow. I mean, I want you to understand the direction that the Democrats have been heading to where they cannot stand their front runners. There were Democrats that couldn't stand the idea of Joe Biden being the front runner. And you know what they did? They torched him. The powers that be, the elitists, wanted him. And the piece of the Democratic Party that sort of represents the Trump faction within the Republicans torched Joe Biden. Exposed him as a racist, which, by the way, I would tell you, they exposed him as a doofus, but no, Biden did a pretty good job of that himself. So he's been exposed as a doofus. And they highlighted it. You know, Biden, he doesn't want to campaign. Every time he gets in front of the public, he says something stupid. You bunch of dog face, whatever. I forget what he called that girl. But just think about that. Something as silly as that. He called his campaign the No Malarkey Tour. Really? Okay, Joe. I grew up with grandparents, so I know the word malarkey. How many millennials and Gen Xers and all that know what malarkey means? Have ever even heard the term? You got to be from the Lawrence Welk generation to even, and let's say you heard it. Does it resonate? The No Malarkey Tour. Woohoo! I'm going to go on the no. I mean, nobody would do that. That Joe Biden is his own worst enemy. But there were people that were helping him along because they didn't want him. You think anybody wants Elizabeth Warren? Seriously, I'm talking about orchestrating. Let's get Elizabeth because she's so amazing. She's going to match up so well against Trump. Buttigieg? Buttigieg has so many problems looming in the black community, it's ridiculous. It's nothing but a pander. He might get away with that while he's running, which I don't think he will. I think even the Democrats are now on to him. But let's go back to Bernie. The existential threat. They said they would literally prefer to lose an election than to lose their grip on the party. Standing before King Solomon, they would be the ones happily agreeing to his proposal to split the baby. After all, for them, killing a baby's no big deal. Even their own, as long as they can keep their grip on power. So what this guy is saying is, the elitists within the party are going to conspire against Bernie Sanders. No matter what. Because Bernie is worse than Donald Trump in terms of getting power from them. They can fight Trump. He's in a different party. And as much as they hate fighting Trump because he's successful at what he does, he's going to clean a lot of stuff up. They will still maintain some semblance of order. Under Bernie, it's burned to the ground. Now, the good news is they're never going to get to find out. Because if Bernie is their nominee, they will abandon him. He will be done. If he's not their nominee, the Bernie faction will abandon whoever else is there. It'll be 2 years in a row. And you know what I say to them? You get what you get. First of all, let's be very clear. Bernie Sanders should be nowhere near politics. Now, for the record, neither should Nancy Pelosi, neither should Chuck Schumer, neither should Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff. These are ideologues who will absolutely torpedo your life in order to get what they want. That's power is such an elixir for them. They will destroy you. I said to a buddy of mine the other day, and I said it to you on the radio show many times, Adam Schiff is that guy that has that little bit of power, whatever it may be, over you, and he will exercise it to the nth degree. He's the neighbor that you might as well move. And you sell your house and try to make it appear as though, whoo, it's a lovely neighborhood, because you want to get out and you want to try to get something out. And everybody who lives next to him is in hell. That's what Adam Schiff is. And he's a guy that will enlist others to do is to help him with his dirty work. Guy goes on with his article. He says, this time around, Democrats are in so much more peril. In 2016, they had a major vetted candidate that the party establishment could instantly rally around Mr. Sanders. This time they don't. or at least they don't now. A few months ago, they had former Vice President Joe Biden. But in their zeal to impeach Mr. Trump, they inadvertently impeached Uncle Joe. Let me tell you. We can use all the adjectives and adverbs to describe this stuff. Joe Biden is a crooked guy who impeached himself. And it's the same with James Comey and all the others. The Democratic Party, you got to understand, has been hurt at the 30,000 foot level. It's one thing to hurt them at ground level where you take out, you know, a Bernie Sanders or a Joe Biden or whatever. That you know, that's ground level. Ground level collateral. Look at all the silly Negroes that are no longer, you know, part of the party. Four of them gone. Messam, Deval Patrick, he just quit. Before that, it was Cory Booker and Kamala Harris. In no particular order. All the light-skinned Negroes, and of course, Messam's more of a dark-skinned Negro, they're gone. Yang is gone. Before he left, he was a recent dropout, but we had what's his face? Julian Gonzalez, I forget, Castro, whatever his name was. He's gone, the Latino. Pretty soon, the women will be gone. Klobuchar's not going to gain any real... I mean, she was able to make a little hay in New Hampshire, but South Carolina's not going to do anything for her. I mean, she's not going to get enough to be a viable candidate. Elizabeth Warren is way on her way out. The women will be gone. For all intents and purposes, Tulsi Gabbard's gone. So it's going to be nothing but rich white guys. Let me tell you, the aftermath is going to be Bloomberg. Steyer will hang in as long as his money will let him. He's looking for attrition. Buttigieg to whatever degree. And Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden's going to be gone, rich white guy. And Joe Biden will be lucky if he doesn't get indicted. They're opening up. I'm telling you, the FBI is investigating him. So we've got multiple investigations by an FBI. Soon we'll finally get rid of Director Wray and we'll put somebody in that office that actually wants to go out and look for real justice. And things will right itself. Now, Gary asked me on his show, he says, when do you think it's going to happen? I said, I thought it would happen before the election, but I'll answer when I think it'll happen right after this.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As cold weather continues to grip much of the country, many people are scrambling to make sure those who don't have a place to live are protected when temperatures drop below zero. Autumn Dilley is an outreach worker in Minneapolis. She says she's doing what she can to help people get out of the cold.
It doesn't matter where we're going to bring folks. We just want them to get out of the cold and get somewhere warm.
Dilley continues by telling Fox 9, the local Fox affiliate in Minneapolis.
Our capacity normally is 25. Yesterday we extended our capacity to 33, and tonight we're going to extend our capacity to 45.
That cold weather is moving east and now affecting folks from Ohio all the way to Massachusetts. President Trump is again railing against his impeachment. The president is tweeting that the impeachment was a partisan hoax, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let me tell you something else that your viewers will be interested in. You'll be interested because there's more to come on this. The lawyers that, you know, that stepped aside today, that busted Rod, that made the 7 to 9 year recommendation on the prosecutors. Mm-hmm. We believe that this is not going to be the only example. We think there's other examples of things that they did during the Mueller investigation that I think you and your listeners and the American people will be very interested to learn in the coming weeks as we start to unpeel the onion of what the Mueller team was really doing. Because I always say this, when Mueller was appointed, we have to ask ourselves, he walks in the door the first day and said, okay, show me all the evidence you got on the Russians. They're like, Bob, sorry, we don't have any Russians here. We don't have any evidence.
Yeah.
So what the hell did they do for 2 years? They set up an obstruction of justice trap, and they went out after a whole bunch of people that now got sentenced. Some already served their time, and I think all of this has to come into question now at this point.
I tell you what, boy, Democrats are in big trouble in the sense of how shrewd Donald Trump is and how he can play the media cycle, how he understands his stuff, and really how he's sort of beginning to discern what's happening to him and how do you deal with it. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. So Nunez is talking about lawyers who stepped aside. You heard about him. We're leaving. You know, this is a miscarriage of justice. How dare A.G. Barr do what he did? And we'll talk about him in a bit because the Attorney General is setting up a trap for the Democrats, a big trap. We need him to come testify before the House Judiciary Committee on why he is setting aside or, you know, reducing Roger Stone's sentence. And I'm telling you right now, if you don't think that they already have the answer to this, boy, don't be surprised if they drop a Durham bomb in the middle of all of this. I mean, I know we've been talking about this stuff for a while. It takes a while to get it done. Government moves slower because they are they want to be very meticulous. And, woo. I'm telling you, I'm feeling good. I can't wait for it to happen. Anyway, Democrats are between a rock and a hard place, not just because of what's these potential things that will come out about the Mueller investigation. It's going to all get we'll see the light of day. I promise you it will. They're in a rock and a hard place because they got a candidate who's pseudo their front runner. Biden can make a bit of a comeback. I said he won't be their candidate, but I'm not naive. He can make a bit of a comeback. And the reason why I'm going to tell you is because if they put the machine against Bernie Sanders that they put against Donald Trump, nobody could withstand it. They're going to have to handpick now their candidate. And here's what's funny about it is they're still not finished looking for somebody who could step in and do something. Whatever shenanigans and game playing that could happen that could potentially get them a candidate that they think would measure up against President Trump, don't leave nothing out. I don't know enough about the political process, but they could introduce, you know, the great white hope at the convention and say, we're going to put this person in. Forget delegates or whatever else. This is what we're going to do. If they thought that person could beat Trump, they would forego every single one of them. They would forego convention. They would forego the truth, justice, or whatever, if they thought you could beat Donald Trump. It's that simple. But here's what they say. Now they cast their eyes to the rest of the sad lot. This is after Joe Biden imploded. They're saying, well, now what do we do? Who do we get to go after Sanders? Because Joe Biden was an easy one to go after Sanders. Because he's a former VP under Baby Black Jesus. We could orchestrate against him. They did it with Hillary because she was Secretary of State. And as they like to say, it was her turn. So Bernie had to step aside. And Bernie could have stepped aside for Joe Biden. Maybe, right? And he may still have to. We'll see. But now they got a tough decision to make. Senator Warren, he writes, is a screechy teacher everybody hated, whose voice drips with false earnestness and condescension, yet is always spouting obvious lies. Former Vice President Joe Biden's entire campaign has been a four-month political aneurysm. Political aneurysm. You almost feel bad for the fellow. He's been doing this his entire adult life, and he is still terrible at it. Only in Washington does a guy like Biden rise to the top. Wow. So true. Joe Biden is a buffoon anywhere else. Look, if you want even more proof, let me talk to you about Anthony Weiner. Where does this guy succeed in life? Buttigieg? Buttigieg is, he's a joke anywhere else. He's a hard, I don't even want to pick a career because I don't want to offend anybody. But he's the manager of a fast food restaurant, you know? Hey, how you doing? I'm Pete. You know, yeah, hey, good to see you, fella. Yeah, he's that guy. Do you see Pete Buttigieg as the leader of the free world? By the way, do you see Bernie Sanders as the leader of the free world? He goes on. He says, former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg bet it all on Iowa, and that paid off and gave him a nice bounce in the primary here. But all I can say is, good luck. I sound like the dude from Taken. What's his name? Liam Neeson? Good luck. Wait until people start digging into his record as mayor of a small city in Indiana and his claim to the moderate mantle. It gets ugly quick. Same problem for Senator Amy Klobuchar. Sure, she sounds reasonable. She seems like a serious person. But she has a considerable political record that has not yet been fully scrutinized. Steel sharpens steel, and it's not sharpening it right now, folks. He goes on. And anyway, listing your profession as politician hasn't been terribly constructive lately. Real estate developer or reality TV star have much better rings to them these days. What he's referring to when he writes that is, with Trump, he had a cult of personality. He wasn't a politician. Politics was a sideline. He would comment about it. He would be upset about it. He kept himself in the political mainstream. In an interesting way, he was running a decades-long campaign. And it paid off in the end. All of Trump, when people were talking about Trump, he's this, he's that, he's this, that, and the other. Then they go back and they find his Rona Barrett interview. They find his Larry King interviews. They find an interview. You know, he's done lots of interviews. He's praised Democrats and Republicans when they were good and bad. You couldn't really pick a side. He was a pragmatist. Little did he know, decades later, he would be forced by virtue of the level of corruptness that we faced. And he recognized it and he goes, you know what? I got to get in the game. These people have no clue what's being done to them. That's what Donald Trump wanted to do for us, is to explain to us, you are getting, you know, you're getting hammered. You don't even know. And when the Democrats didn't think he could win, let him say what he wants. We got him. And then the very system that he was going to expose was actually trying to hammer him. This is what was happening right before America's eyes. He says, but there is hope for the Democrat honchos and left-wing media windbags. There are real signs emerging that while Sanders is racking up the wins now, might not be enough to carry him into victory next fall. In Iowa, he writes, Democrats were expecting a record-smashing 300,000 enthusiastic Democrat voters to show up for the caucuses last week. They fell far short of that expectation. Turnout was 65,000 below their record in 2008 and only slightly higher than 4 years ago. Also of note, Mr. Sanders earned a little more than half the delegates in Iowa's complex caucus system than he did 4 years ago. Obviously, this year saw a more crowded field, but it's worth noting. I talked about that. Similarly, he says in New Hampshire, Mr. Sanders is on track to lose some 70,000 voters this year from his monster totals against Hillary Clinton in 2016. So breathe easy, Democrats. You can tell King Solomon, go ahead and split the baby down the middle, then place it on that table over there and keep it comfortable while all the blood drains out of it. That's kind of a morbid, okay, macabre, but hey, it is what it is. So, let me tell you, Sanders, I don't believe he's a front runner. I still don't believe the Democrats have a front runner. And this is the only hope, the only, you know, sliver that Joe Biden may be able to use to keep his foot in the door. Joe's got to have an amazing South Carolina and then Super Tuesday. He's got to have an amazing one that gets him solidly back into the 20. And I'll be honest, I don't think he's going to have it. I was telling you, I did a radio hit the other day on a buddy's show, and I said, I think we have a brokered convention coming for the Democrats. And everybody's going to be vying for who can do what, and whoever turns out, you're going to watch a mass defection no matter what. So we are in great shape. The Democrats got a ton to be worried.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm Ben Utech. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
One or both of us is probably going to go to jail. But if I'm a corporate executive and you're a senator and I give you IPO shares in stock and over the course of one day that stock nets you $100,000, that's completely legal.
And former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and her husband have participated in at least 8 IPOs. One of those came in 2008 from Visa, just as a troublesome piece of legislation that would have hurt credit card companies began making its way through the House. Undisturbed by a potential conflict of interest, the Pelosi's purchased 5,000 shares of Visa at the initial price of $44. 2 days later, it was trading at $64. The credit card legislation never made it to the floor of the House. Congresswoman Pelosi also declined our request for an interview, but agreed to call on us if we attended her news conference.
Madam Leader, I wanted to ask you why you and your husband, back in March of 2008, accepted and participated in a very large IPO deal from Visa. At a time, there was major legislation affecting the credit card companies making its way through the House. And did you consider that to be a conflict of interest?
I don't know what your point is of your question. Is there some point that you want to make with that?
Well, I guess what I'm asking is, do you think it's all right for a speaker to accept a very preferential and favorable stock deal?
Well, we did.
And you participated in the IPO.
Well, I have made
And at the time you were Speaker of the House. You don't think it was a conflict of interest or had the appearance of a conflict of interest?
No, it only has the appearance if you decide that you're going to have elaborate on a false premise. But it's not true, and that's that.
I don't understand what part's not true.
Yes, sir. That I would act upon an investment. Yes.
Congresswoman Pelosi pointed out that the tough credit card legislation eventually passed, but it was 2 years later and was initiated in the Senate.
I will hold my record in terms of fighting the credit card companies as a Speaker of the House or as a member of Congress up against anyone.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I play that clip from 60 Minutes to highlight that you've got leftist media now putting Democrats under scrutiny. Finally, these people are falling under scrutiny. Ilhan Omar is being investigated for giving campaign money to her brother or somebody, and who, by the way, was her husband, and now she's giving campaign money to her boyfriend. Joe Biden is probably under investigation by the FBI. I would say it's pretty safe to say. We have lots of investigations going on. Now, if you're a person that goes, well, Kevin, you know, these things happen and it always seems like we're doing investigations, but no, blah, blah. Let me tell you something. Eventually, something is going to stick. TheKevinJacksonShow.com is where you can stick to my program and let people know about it and make us sticky so that, you know, we make some money on this thing. See, what's happening at the 30,000-foot level is two things. One, Donald Trump is exposing the Democrats with fake news, running his own media campaign, because all the news about Trump is negative. If Trump cured cancer, they would tell you cancer is good for the body. But at this 30,000-foot level is Donald Trump improving the economy, dropping bombs on terrorists, building that wall, making jobs available for everybody, tackling other aspects of immigration, tackling aspects of trade, and I could go on. And I'm doing these kind of methodically just to say, like, boom, then boom, then boom, then boom, to let you know that it's consistent. It isn't. Let me contrast it with something that'll maybe make this more meaningful to you. When Barack Obama was doing stuff, it was all about Obamacare. Remember? He was a one-trick pony. Obamacare, 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 Obamacare. And so all of it was about Obamacare. Now, he was destroying. He was emptying Gitmo, letting out terrorists, you know, issuing travel bans and all that. But the media was focused on Obamacare, Obamacare, because they needed the success of Obamacare. Big failure. Couldn't even get the website to work. Spent billions of dollars on. Let me tell you, I've been in IT for a lot of years. There's no way that website should have cost that kind of money to build. They were bilking the system. Probably people who were donors to Barry, Baby Black Jesus. If you want to follow that trail, I would almost guarantee you anywhere that there's a benefit in it, where we got soaked in the campaign, you can bet Democrats are all over it. They're making money hand over fist. I was at a school board meeting the other night. We're going to implement this, and then we got this training program, and the whole time I'm just going, yeah, what leftist is running that? What leftist got that? What leftist got this contract? We're not getting the money. We're just funding it. We're funding the whole ruse. Anyway, Donald Trump is running, has a 30,000-foot level where his success 1, success 2, success 3, success 4, success 5, success 6. Oh, success 2B, you know, number 2B is in Bravo. Success 3, A, B, and C. All the successes continue to get mounting successes. Tax cuts for business, tax cuts for people, rebates coming from companies because of the tax cuts. You know, so one thing begat another, etc. And the Democrats are going, what are we going to do? Meanwhile, what are the Democrats doing at their 30,000-foot level? They're running Russian collusion scams. They're running Ukraine scams. They're running, as we showed with Nancy Pelosi, who, by the way, in the worst economic time in America's history, bar none, including the Great Depression, Nancy Pelosi went from a net worth of $12 million to $35-plus million. She almost tripled tripled her worth in the worst 3 years, 2008 through 2010. Don't believe me, look it up for yourselves. And so you've got that corruption. You've got all kinds of investigations that are going to be going on for the Democrats. Everything pointing back to the Democrats. I'm talking about heads of CIA, heads of NSA, heads of the FBI, heads of the FISA courts, all of it. That's their 30,000-foot level. And now you've got a president who says, I'm not letting this go. At the other 30,000-foot level, you got Democrats who are about to get bloody. We've been talking about it this entire hour. Democrats are about to get bloody. They have to. If you're serious about approaching, you know, what are you going to do about these, all this stuff? What are you going to do about it? If you're serious about it, being president, you got to start addressing these issues. You got to start attacking Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren. You got to jump on them. When they make a mistake, you got to jump on them. Pete Buttigieg. And you know what they're still doing? They're still tap dancing around stuff. But they're going to have to quit tap dancing. Because there's a guy they're going to face. He is not going to he's going to tap dance right to tat tat upside that head. That's what Donald Trump is going to do. He's going to remind them of all the things that they're against. You're against the military. You are for the cartels. You are for human trafficking. People wanted to attend Soleimani's funeral. They said it was a bad thing for us to have killed him, and on and on. Every one of the Democrats voted and said during the primary, during the last debate, well, I would not have killed Soleimani. So what's your policy towards Iran going to be? So what? Donald Trump's policy towards Iran is working. What's that got to do with anything? That's what the Democrats are saying. So what? His policy works. So what? His policy towards China is working. China's got its own series of major problems, right, with this bioweapon that they've released called the coronavirus. Yeah. Oh, and let me tell you, the coronavirus is definitely going to be impacting China's, you know, output and GDP and a host of other things. It's going to have little the stock market was down the other day 100 points. That's your note to notification to America. Your portfolio might have dropped 0.2% temporarily. You want to know why temporarily? Because you got a guy in there who's going to get it back for you. No worries. Man, Democrats are in big trouble. Big trouble. I played a clip earlier, Devin Nunes warning them, saying, you know what? They think this is over. This is not over. We are about to get a drop of information on additional things that is going to blow this thing open. They can no longer keep the lid on this. They just can't do it. And the more we learn about them, the more unscrupulous we find out that they are, the worse it's going to be for them. Their base is going to abandon them. And it's over, long over.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.